it's funny. There's no wrong opinion here. But Jim says to me during the break, man, I hope the Jays, you know, at least finish 500. And I said, no, if they're going to do that, I'd rather they were 70-92. I feel like, you know, it's a little like we're all happily married men. If your girlfriend was 10 pounds overweight, you'd be like, hey, honey, everything's okay. If she gets to 50, then you'll make a big change in your life. I just, this mediocrity is driving Blue Jays fans crazy, John. The 80-win seasons, either be really good or be like the Nationals and get the next Bryce Harper and Steven Strasburg.
Well, that's a great question. I think that I know for a long time J.P. Ricciardi operated under the philosophy that if the team got really bad, the fans would not show up, and it would really be damaging to the franchise's long-term viability.
Yes.
That was his thinking, and I know that for a fact. But you know what? This year, a lot of things had to go right for the Jays to contend realistically, and certainly Morrow staying healthy was one of them, and that to me is a huge blow. And now it's really going to magnify the pressure on the younger guys in the rotation. I think we're already starting to see the cracks there maybe a little bit in terms of what we'll see from Drabek and Alvarez in the second half. So if I had to guess now, I know recently we've talked about kind of plan A if they buy, plan B if they sell. It really does look like it's going to be plan B, guys. I just think that they're not really in the mix right now. So I would say the likes of Encarnacion, any bullpen piece, maybe Kelly Johnson, those are the type of guys that you'll probably see get moved. Just because, to your point, Greg, I think the marginal value of winning 84 games over winning 78 or 77 games is pretty negligible.
Edwin Encarnacion makes $2.5 million this year. Would you say, keeping at this pace, let's say he stays around 270, hits 30, does what he does, we know he's not great in the field, is he in line for a $10 million long-term deal, $12 million a year? It seems silly, but guys with worse numbers have been paid more.
No, you're right. I will see. You know, it'll be interesting to me, Greg, to see how he bounces back. I mean, he has not homered in his last 9 games, and I am starting to wonder if maybe that hand injury is affecting him in that regard. I think that's one of those things that when hitters get hit on their hands, you always got to watch their power production. So I would say stay tuned and pay real close attention to how many times he gets a home run here in the next week or so, or obviously going forward in the months. But you know what? If he has a big year, and finishes with big poppy numbers, he's certainly going to be able to say, look, I just hit like David Ortiz. I want that $10, $12 million type contract. But you know what? I'm very wary, and I think a lot of GMs are wary. If you're viewed as a DH, that's certainly going to really affect your evaluation going forward. So we'll see how many times he's able to get in the field. Obviously not having Vladdy coming, I think, could change how often he plays first base versus DH.
The Nationals, John, had just swept the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. They have a 5-game lead of the National League East, the second-best record in all of Major League Baseball. How good can Davey Johnson and the Nats be this season?
Well, Jim, I think we're seeing a team that's actually pretty good right now, and I think that they're picking the right year to make their move. The Phillies are not the same team. You'll be seeing them coming into Rogers Center this weekend. I think the Phillies, frankly, are heading toward maybe being deadline sellers, so get your offers ready for Cole Hamels and Shane Victorino. What I like about the Nationals, Jim, is it's a team that pitches well overall. I mean, they've had the best pitching in baseball for most of the season, so it's not just a fluke. It's not just Strasburg. It's not just Harper. But certainly Strasburg and Harper are huge for them. And you've seen over the last few days what Harper does for a team. He brings such physicality, power, speed, excitement to the field that I think that the team is just going to continue to play well. They got Mike Morse, who just came back recently. So there's a lot to like about this Nationals team above and beyond the talk about what Strasburg's innings limit may be, which as you saw yesterday, he's so magnificent there. And if there's an innings limit, every other team in the National League will be ecstatic to hear that news.
And by the way, on the behalf of the other 33 million people, can I apologize on behalf of our country for the clown question about the beer? Can I do that? I know it got really trending yesterday, but some of us aren't. We're close to being that done. No wonder Americans think we all live in igloos, honestly.
Well, I will say this. I mean, unfortunately, Bryce did not grow up in a bordering state, and so he doesn't know that when you're 19 in Michigan, it's a rite of passage to drive to Ontario and spend time with you guys. He wasn't familiar with that. I think that was part of the problem. He grew up in Vegas. He should have grown up in Michigan.
Yeah. But there's not a lot of Mormons in Windsor on a Thursday night. It doesn't translate terribly. Now, Jim mentions the Nats. They play the Yankees tonight. Phil Hughes against Gio Gonzalez. It's all going right for the Yanks now. 16-4 in their last 20. I think we all thought they'd find their way. They wouldn't hang around and be 81-81 this year. But they're getting on a roll, and people are saying, we didn't think they'd be this good. They're getting outings from Hughes they weren't getting last year. Kuroda's been good. Nova just keeps winning no matter how many runs he gives up. It's happening for them.
Well, Greg, and to your point, I think that Pettit's return has really done wonders. And I'm a big believer. I know the statistics sometimes don't bear it out. But when you have an extra veteran in your rotation, it improves, I think, the performance of some of the younger guys because they don't feel quite the same pressure. That's why I think it worked for a while with Morrow and why I think without Morrow being in the mix, it's going to add a lot of pressure to the likes of Drabek and Alvarez and Hutchinson. It just does. It's human nature. So I really think that in the case of the Yankees, the arrival of Pettit has been huge, and it was only a matter of time before the likes of Cano and A-Rod and certainly Teixeira kind of bounce back from a little bit of a slower start. So this is still a very good team. They were able to weather the loss of Rivera and David Robertson as well, which wasn't talked about as much, but was also huge. So this is a very good team, guys. And I think that the Yankees, like always, as they have every single year since 1995, with the exception of one, I believe they'll be back in the playoffs this year.